Kreishir's Masechta Svachim Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph towards the top and Amud by the Gemara Tanya. Now, previous Shir, the Gemara had taught us an extensive discussion of a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. At what point is a carbon still going to be subject to Mila? At what point will it not be? It says in Amud Tanya, Amud Aleph Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, Oshem Sheshachta B'tzofen, if an ashram was brought in the tzofen, which is actually the halacha, we know the carbon ashram is supposed to be brought in the tzofen of the azara, but it was brought l'shem shlomim, that should bring a raya to the question that we discussed in our Mishnah in the previous year, where oilus ha'if was done below the chuta sikra, and everything was done like a chattas, l'shem chattas. Is it subject to Mila, or is it not subject to Mila, as we discussed? And the Mara makes its point. Shashina Shmai, here in the case that we began now with, he changed it from being an Asham to a Shlomim, or Mayalambai. And before the Zrikas Adam, it's subject to Mila. After the Zrikas Adam, Rashi explains, at that point, it becomes mutter for the Kohanim. So since at that point it becomes mutter for the Kohanim, it's not subject to Mila. Because we said it's only subject to Mila as long as no Kohen, no Yisrael may eat it. But here, since a Kohen may not eat it yet, it's subject to Mila, says the Gemara. So, af ata al-tatama, same thing al-oila. And the carbon oil saif that was brought up Shishina Shema, you brought it L'Shem Chattis, and you did everything that is done with a Chattis, Shemalaba, it should be subject to Mila. And we shouldn't say that the moment you have in mind that it should be a different carbon that you originally intended, it should not be subject to Mila anymore. Because we just learned from the case of Asham that you changed it from being an Asham to a Shlomim, and yet we're learning it's subject to Mila. Amalei Rabbi Shua, to what Rabbi Shua said, Loi. And Rabbi Shua says, it's not a good proof. Why? Because if you say by an Asham that just because you had in mind that it should be a Shlomim, it doesn't make a difference. Because you did Shechted B'tzofen. So even though you had in mind that it should be a shlomim, which you shouldn't have done, it's an asham, but you still brought it in the tzofen. But in the case, says Rabbi Shua, in our Mishnah, timer ba'ayla, when we speak about the case of the ayla, that here you didn't do it in the right place. You brought the ayla on the bottom half of the mizbeach, which is not the case proper because the ayla is supposed to be brought on the upper half. Therefore, Shina Shema, so here you brought the oil of Shem Chattis, and you also didn't do it in the proper place. You did it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, when you really should have done it as an oil on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara, so says Rabbi Elazar to Yeshua, we'll change the story. What do I mean we change the story? We'll have an Asham that you didn't do it B'tzofen, which normally is the place, as we keep on repeating, where the Asham should be done. Here the Asham was done B'darim, and you had in mind L'Shem Shlomim. So the argument that you just made, well, you didn't change the place. Here you did change the place. And here you have a case of Yechiach, so that should be a Raya to the case of Oilus Ha'if, that when you did it on the bottom of the Chuta Sikra, L'Shem Chattis. Because here, Shina Shemai, you changed it from an Asham to Shlomim. The Shina Smekaimai, you did it in Dorim instead of Tzofen, Amai Alamba, until you do Zrikas Adam, as we've been learning, it's subject to Mila. And why is it subject to Mila? Because this is a carbon that can't be eaten. And a carbon that can't be eaten is still always subject to Mila. Af at the Alta Tama, so he says the same thing should be in an oila. Shabbi shishina shema, that you brought the oila saif, l'shem chata saif, v'shinas mekoima, and instead of bringing it on the upper half, you brought it on the bottom half, that should still be subject to Milo. To which Rabbi Shua responds, Amalei Rabbi Shua loy, imamata ba'asham, if you said by Asham, even though it was a Shinu Hashem, then instead of having in mind Shlomim, instead of having in mind Asham, you had in mind Shlomim. And not only did you have a Shinu, not only did you have in mind Shinu Hashem, you also had Shinu Mekaymai, because instead of bringing it in the Tzofen, you brought it in the Dorim, but still says Rabbi Yeshua, Lashinas Masav, the way you bring a carbon Asham and you bring a carbon Shlomim are the same, the actual steps. Taima Ba'ila, where we speak about an Ayla, that Shina Shema, as we're saying, you brought it L'Shem Chattas, and Smasel, as we've been learning throughout our Shurim, the way a carbon Chattas Saif is brought and the way Ayla Saif is brought are not identical. And therefore, and also Shinas Makaima. So Yeshua's argument to Rebbe Lezer is, you can't bring a raya from there, because in that case, what you've done is something that here, what you did is much more significant than what you did by the case of the Asham. And therefore, the case of the Asham cannot be a raya to our story. Amarai. So Rava says, "V'neimalei, why can't Reza say back to Yeshua, Asham sheshachta l'shem bedarim l'shem shlamim?" So he says, "Let's add to this story. You did it in the darim instead of doing it in the tzafin. You did it l'shem shlamim, not l'shem asham. And what you also did is l'shem b'shini b'aylim. You have to always have a mind when you bring a carbon for the owners that are going to have a carbon with it, kapara with this carbon." A carbon that was brought not for the sake of the people who brought the carbon, but just for somebody else, the owners won't get credit. And as we learned in the first Mishnah Masechta, it's different than by a Chatas and a Pesach. Because by a Chatas and a Pesach, if they were brought Shaloi Lishma, the halach is that it's completely possible. By these carbonists, if they were brought Shaloi Lishma, it's a kosher carbon, and therefore, if it's completely pasul, of course it won't be subject to milah, because how could a carbon which is completely pasul be subject to milah? Here, however, it's not completely pasul, and therefore, it's not all a labalim l'shem chayva, but it's still a kosher carbon, and therefore, it'll be subject to milah. So again, since it'll be subject to Mila, let's make the following point. Asham sheshach the bedarim l'shem shlom b'shinui b'aylim. Sheshina shemoi, you had in mind, instead of an asham, you had in mind shlomim. Shinas mekaymoi, instead of doing it b'tzofa, you did it b'dairim. V'shinas masav, you had in mind somebody else, not the real owner. And therefore, the case here is that it won't be edible, and since it won't be edible, it's still subject to Mila. So too, by Oyla Sa'if, when you did it Lamata, L'shem Chatas, as a Chatas, it should still be subject to Mila, even though you did all these things, that you had Shina Shema, and Shina Makaima, and Shina Maseh, because as we just said, a Chatas is brought, a chat saif is brought differently than oil saif. Comments the Gemara, midlay kamalei hachi, the fact that we didn't find Rabbi Lezer asked this question to Yeshua, shmamina, what do we see from here? The nachas Rabbi Lezer latameid Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Lezer really understood what is Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning. Damar of Adabar Hava, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, oil saif she'os lamata kamas chat l'shem chatas. If you have an oilus oif, but you did it lamatim chutas sukra, you did all the steps like a chatas oif, not like an oilus oif, and you had in mind chatas, kivin shebal ba simen echad, as soon as you cut one simen, nimshcha v'nasa chatas oif, it becomes a chatas oif, and therefore, since it becomes a chatas oif, it's no longer chatasoif, the meat of a chatasoif is eaten by the kahanim. Since the meat of the chatasoif is eaten by the kahanim, it's not subject to milah. Unlike an asham, that even though you had all these changes, you brought the shem shlamim and the darim, etc., it still doesn't get the halacha of a shlamim. And in order to understand this gemara, we go back to something that we've been discussing in our shurim. A bird has two simonim, an animal actually as well, a kana and a veshet. But the shchita of an animal, we know, is by severing the two simonim. By bird, by the malika, so shechting a bird, when we will learn a mitzvah shem sech techulin, we will learn that really the halacha requires just one simon. But when it comes to malika on birds, there's a difference, as we've been discussing, between a chatas and an oila. A chatas only requires malika on one simon, and an oila requires malika on the two simonim. So what the Gemara is saying here is that when you shecht the one simon by this oila sa'if, and you didn't shecht the second simon, what you've done with that is that you took it from being an oila sa'if, and now you made it into a chatas sa'if. And therefore, since you made it from an oila sa'if to a chatas sa'if, that's why it's not subject to milah. It's chatas sa'if. A chatas sa'if is not subject to milah. It's eaten by the kohen. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if now we've established that the basis for Rabbi Yeshua's explanation is that the oila sa'if becomes a chatas, so then why don't we say the same vice versa? Chatas oif nami, shas lamala, that if you have an animal you have a bird that starts off as a chatas oif, and you did it lamala mechuta sikra, and you brought it kamasa oila, you did on it what the steps of an oila, the halacha should be, ki malak ba simen echad, when you do malika on the first simen, timashach v'tavi oila sa'if, it should become an oila sa'if. But yet, in our Mishnah, it says that the chata she'os lamala kamas oila l'shem oila is possible. So that's not consistent with what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. V'chitei mahochinami, and if you will indeed suggest that maybe in that case as well, Rabbi Yeshua will say that it becomes a oila, but ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Rabbanah, kachu atzah shal Mishnah, this is the way to understand the Mishnah, my love, doesn't mean to say, shikachi atzah, the way to learn the Mishnah is the way the Mishnah stated, that the Mishnah has the machlokes of Elazar and Yeshua, where the oila sa'if was done on the bottom, but not vice versa, the suloi, but not in the case where the chatas ha'if was done on the lamal mechatas sekra. Says Marloi, says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily the case. Kachat sosha kula mishnah. We're going to have to suggest, says the Gemara, says that's like Rabbi Yeshua says, that the oil sa'if that's done on the bottom becomes a chatas ha'if. He'll also say, that's going to be Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. So too, Rabbi Yeshua will hold that the chatas ha'if that's done lamala becomes a oila sa'if, and that's why when the Mishnah says that it's possible, it's not consistent with Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. So the Brisker Rav, we're learning a very big chiddush. The Gemara is learning chiddush that when you do clearly the Mishnah is explicit that if you do the oila sa'if lamatam chata sikra as a chata sa'if is supposed to be brought, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is it becomes a chata sa'if. The question is, at what point does that happen? Does it say at the... So the Gemara seemed to say, when you shecht the first simon. So the Brisker Rav asked the question, why is shechting the first simon a proof that it becomes a chatas ha'if? Maybe his plan is to then go shecht the second simon, says the Brisker Rav. We learned in our previous year that there's a very big difference between the chatas ha'if and the oila sa'if. That by the chatas ha'if, there's no problem of shia if you pause between the first simon and the second simon. We also discussed that by the chatas ha'if, you cut away the meat, that's by the simon, and by the oila sa'if not. So what the Gemara means to say, says the Brisker Rav, is they cut one simon, And after cutting the one simen, they had the pause, or they cut the meat. So that's clearly an indication that you're turning this into a chatas oif and not into oilus oif. So the Midrash David asks a question. We know that an oil could be brought as an adava. A chatas, we've discussed, only could be brought as a chatas could only be brought when you're chayiv to bring a karma chatas. So he says, if somebody brings, Rabbi Shu has been teaching us, and this is going to become a very big part of our shiurim, that Rabbi Shu teaches us that the oilus oif by being brought lamata and being treated like a chatas oif becomes a chatas oif. How could something become a chatas oif? You only bring a chatas oif if you mechuyev to bring a chatas oif. If he didn't bring an aveira, he didn't have an aveira, he's not mechuyev to bring a chatas oif. So how does it become a chatas oif? So he wants to suggest, and this is going to be very relevant to later part of our shurman, the next year as well, that usually when somebody brought a oil soif or a chatas oif, the cases that we're going to have, he had to bring a pair. One was a chatas, one was an oil. So obviously we're speaking about a person who's chayiv in a chatas ha'oif. Moreover, Taz Taisus, Rabbi Shua teaches us a new chiddush in our Gemara. The concept of hamshacha, that an oil sa'if can become a chatas sa'if. Says Taisus, this new concept that we are now studying of hamshacha, that something could change, says Taisus, is only said by birds. Why is it only by birds? Because the Gemara says, a bird, when you bring a pair of birds, they only become designated as a chatas and oila, oibel kichas abalim, either when the owner buys and designates the birds, oibel siyas akayin. What does a siyas akayin say? A siyas akayin means that you could have the two birds, but they don't become a chatas and oila until later. By behema, he says, Taisa says, it's at the beginning. You designate that this animal is a carbon, and you designate what type of a carbon it is. But by oil sa'if, you always have the chance to make that designation only when you actually, either when you buy it or later. So here we're going to be talking about a case that, since it could be made later, that's why you can have the concept of hamshacham. And that's why the Karen Oira wants to suggest that our Gemara is indeed speaking about a situation where the person did not make a full-fledged designation, which is a chiddush, because then it's not an oilus oif. Because if you made a full-fledged situation designation, then you have, then it should be no different than an animal. If you didn't make a designation, so then you didn't do anything wrong. So you have to come up with some sort of quasi-type of designation. Ravasi Yom Bishlam oilus oif. Ravasi goes back, to explain the Mishnah in this simple way of explaining the Mishnah. If you started with oil soif and you did it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and you had a mind it should be a chatas, and you treated it like a chatas chatas, kiven the ha hachshera, the simen echad, the moment you cut one simen, that's what you do by a chatas soif. For ha, whereas by an oil soif, the way you do it is hechsherah b'shnei simanim. For oil soif lamata leisa, and we can't bring an oil soif on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So what happens here is, kiven demalot b'simen achad. As soon as you sever one simen, what happens is it becomes, and you didn't do two simanim. The halacha is it becomes a chatas soif, and as soon as you did the first simon, and as we said a moment ago from the Brisk Rav, and maybe you delayed before the second simon, and maybe you cut away the meat. And that's why, nimsheches v'nasis chatas oif. However, says the Gemara, el chatas oif, by chatas oif, that kiven domamar, that the aloche is regarding an oilus el chatas oif, that you made on the upper half of the Mizbeach L'Shem Oila, since we learned the malika become makam kshera, the malika of a chatas oif could be done anywhere, even on the upper half. So gikal bas simon echad, once you did cut one simon shloy l'shem chatas el only l'shem oila, and that's what you're supposed to do by chatas. If so, it but it was l'shem oila. It's a chatas that was brought l'shem oila, as we said earlier. A chatas that's brought l'shem oila becomes pasul. So now, what do you want to say? That when I'll cut the second simon, I'm showing that it's a oila. Because saw the molik be the simon, it's too late. It already became pasul when you shechted the first simon shaloi l'shem chatas, and now you cannot resurrect it and heichem mamshcha v'av oila soif to make it into an oila soif. And that's why the loch is that the chatas oif that was brought on the upper half, the moment you just cut one simen shaloi l'shma, as soon as you cut one simen shaloi l'shma, it becomes pasul. And once it becomes pasul, then it can't help. Moreover, going back to what we said a moment ago, the Taisa says that this concept that Rav Yeshua is saying, at least in certain situations, of Hamshacha, is only said by birds, not by animals. But, and the reason we said is because it's not really designated until a later part. And we said, why is that the case? Because we said the way they're normally brought is in pairs. One is a chatas, one an oila. Says Taras Kodesh, again, in a great preparation for the next piece of the Gemara, is that is only in a case where you're bringing a pair of birds, as the Torah many times dictates. But if somebody just wants to donate an oila soif, which is perfectly acceptable, if somebody's just donating an oila soif, the halacha is that that oila soif becomes a carbon on its own. So the svara that Tysus wants to say, that birds are different than animals, falls away. And there, Rabbi Yeshua, according to the Taras Kodesh, according to Tysus, would not introduce his concept of Hamshacha. Gufa Amar Rav Adi Bar Hava, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Oil Soif Shos Lamata. Going back, if you made the Oil Soif on the bottom half on the Mizbeach, Kamasa Chatas, and you did all the steps of a Chatas, and you had a mind with Shem Chatas, So as we've been learning, Oil Soif Shos Lamata, Kamasa Chatas, Shem Chatas, that if you take this oila soif and you do it lamata for chatas, with all the acts of a chatas, and you had a mind of chatas, so Rabbi Yeshua has been teaching us, kimin shemal bas simen echad, as soon as you did malika one simen, the halacha teaches us, nemshechus v'nas chatas soif, it becomes a chatas soif. Says the Gemara, so this is, as we've been learning, the chiddush, this is the chiddush of Hamshacha. Ask the Gemara, Toshma, the Mishnah Masechta Kinin. And it's important to put into perspective, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin now learning some of the Mishnayis in Masechta Kinin. The Mishnayis in Masechta Kinin, as the Mishnah Masechta Ovis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Ches teaches us, Kinin Pesach Yenida Hein Hein Gufei Elochus. The kinim and all the halachas of nida are difficult halachas. It's one mesecht and say the kachim that has three prakim, no gemara, not bavli nor yishalmi, and this is the place where in shas, one of the places in shas where the mishnayos kinim are actually mentioned. Kinim, the word kinim means a pair. Birds are pair, a pair of birds. And as we're learning, the pair of birds is a chatas oif and it's oilus oif, which the Torah, as we've been learning by Karvan Oil V'yayrid and other situations, tells us to, Yelades, under certain circumstances, tells us to bring a pair of birds. And the Mishnayis, as we are about to begin, Emesach Tekinim, speak about all types of variations of things that might have happened in the mix-up of these birds that could have serious repercussions as far as the halacha is concerned. One more word of introduction. When we speak about a pair of birds, there's a kan chayva, a pair of birds that one is obligated to bring. And as I just said, under normal circumstances, what that will mean will be one chatas oif and one oilus oif. And you could have a kan nedova, that somebody donated a pair of birds. But most important, as we've been saying in our shir, oila, you could always donate an oila. And you could always donate two oilas. But you can't donate, two chattas. You can't donate even one chattas. So if you have a kan chayva, then you're going to have one oila and one chattas. If you're going to have a kan nedova, you're going to be having two oilas. So the Mishnah Masechta Kinim teaches us about two women. They both had babies, the simplest way of explaining. And therefore, they both had to bring a chattas oif and an oilas oif. They bought a pair of birds, and they said, chattas lazu, one bird is going to be the carbon chattas for one of the women, and one bird will be an oila for the other woman. The simplest way of explaining this is that each woman had already brought one of the carbonas that she had to bring. She still owed another carbon. This woman owed a chattas oif, this woman owed an oilas oif. Vasashtayim lamala, and the kohen brought both of them on upper half of the mizbeach. Now, loch is machsa kosher, machsa posel. Then one will be kosher, one will be posel. The one that's one will be kosher and one will be posel. The one which is a chattis is posel. The one that's a oila was brought properly. If they were both brought lamata on the bottom half of the mizbeach, so again, machsa kosher, machsa posel. The one that's a chattis was brought properly. The one that's an oila was brought improperly. Achas lamala v'achas lamata. If one was brought on top and one was brought on bottom, then everything is a problem. Shteim psulus. Sha'ani oimer. Because what we need to be concerned is that the chattis, the bird which was the carbon chattis bird, instead of being brought on the bottom, was brought on the top. And the oila, which was to be brought on the upper half, kav lamata. So Nadagmar makes the point. Nay, nami, the oila krev lamata, the oila that was brought on the bottom cannot become the oila that was brought on the mala, says Rabbi Shua, dim shivatavil chatasoif, it should become a chatasoif. So the Gemara's question is, if Rabbi Shua has introduced a concept of hamshacha, so that means the chattis, the oilas oif, should automatically become a chattis. And if the oilas oif should automatically become a chattis, so then you have a chattis that was brought on the bottom. If you brought the right chattis on the bottom, there's a 50-50 chance. If you brought the right chattis on the bottom, fantastic. If you didn't bring the right chattis on the bottom, you brought the oil on the bottom, but doesn't the concept of hamshacha teach us that if you bring the wrong thing on the bottom, it becomes a chattis oif? So it should become a chattis oif. And if it becomes a chattis oif, then we should be in a good place anyway. Answers the Gemara. Eimadav Rabbi Shua, when did Rabbi Shua say that we have the concept of hamshacha b'chad gavra? The case that we've been speaking about in our shir is one person bringing two birds, one is a chattis and oila, and bringing them wrong. But here we're talking about two people. And by two people, Rabbi Shua will agree, betriya gavri mi omar, by two people, hamshach, and the simplest way of the Gemara, to understand the Gemara, is that hamshach is a chiddush. And we only could say the chiddush of hamshacha when it's belonging to one person, not when it's belonging to two people. Continues the Gemara Tashma. There's another Mishnah. The Mishnah that we just learned was Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. Now the Gemara quotes Paragimel Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah over there speaks about two women again, but each woman here was supposed to bring three birds. One, each one was supposed to bring a full pair of oil and a chattis, and another one was supposed, and the other woman was supposed to bring a third bird as a carbon oilam, and the other woman was also supposed to bring three birds, but here one oilam, one chantas, and one more chantas. So we have six birds in front of us. And the way we look at these birds, in the first pair, they were designated that one will be a chattis, and the other one will be the oilam, chattis and oilam. The second pair was designated, was not designated. The definition of stuma is that it wasn't designated at all, which is the chattis, which is the oilam. And the third pair, they said which will be the chattis and which will be the oilam, but they know which is the chattis and which is the oilam, but they didn't say for whom is the chattis and for whom is the oilam. So we have here two oilas, two chattis that are completely designated as a, that we know one is a, that were properly designated. One is an oila, one is a chattis. Then we have another pair that was left undesignated. What the Kohen should have done is bring all the kabanas which are chattis on the bottom, all of the birds that are oilas on the top. And the kanstuma, that's on those four that were designated. And the one that wasn't designated, he also should have done one on top and one on bottom. But what he did instead was, he had all six of these birds, and he took all six of them and put them lamala. So teaches us the Mishnah that the halacha is machtza. The two birds that were designated as oilas were done properly. The bird from the undesignated pair, but we said early in the shir, when the Kohen does his avoid, that's when the bird becomes whatever it is, also at that point becomes an oila, and it's kosher. The other three birds, which are all carbon chattis birds, the two birds that were designated as chattis, and the one from the pair that was left undesignated, but is really a chattis, since it was brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach, apostle. So we have three kosher oilas oif and three birds that are, that you didn't accomplish anything with. What's going to be the halacha if you did it vice versa? You did kul olamati, you did them all on the bottom half on the of the Mizbeach. So mechza kosher, you have here two designated chattis oif. Then you have one from the pair that was not designated, but it's really a chattis oif. So they're kosher. They're being brought properly as a chattis oif. Or mechza, and the other half, which are really oif, oilus, but were brought on the banim, apostle. If he took three of those birds, chetzi lamata, three were put on top and three were put on bottom, ein akasha elastuma. The only one that could be kosher is the one that was never designated, because the designation happens at the time of offering. And therefore, at the time of offering, the one that was brought on the top became an oilus oif. The one that was brought on the bottom became a chattis oif, and that's fine. But the other ones were already designated. And if they were designated as a chattis, they shouldn't have been brought on the top. And if they were designated as an oil, they shouldn't have been brought on the bottom. And therefore, the halacha is maschalakas ben nehem, and therefore they should buy new pairs. They should buy pairs, and they should make conditions. If my birds were good, then your birds need to be fixed, vice versa. But says the Gemara, that's only on the stuma. But the ones that were for Russian, that were designated, we have to be concerned that the chattis may have been brought as an oil, and the oil might have been brought as a chattis. But ask the Gemara, why? Even if the oil was brought as a chattis, nami the oil carve lamata, if the oil was brought on the bottom, why don't we say that Timshal chattis oif, and it should be considered like chattis oif because of the concept of what Rabbi Shua has told us, the concept of Hashacham. V'chi tema, says the Gemara, the reason we won't say this teretz is the like Rabbi Shua, that Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Shua, and therefore we can't explain the Mishnah to be following the concept of Hashacham, which is a concept that Rabbi Shua introduced. Ask the Mimat Salam HaHakri, is that acceptable? Toshma will bring you a raya from another Mishnah Masech Tekinim, Mishnah Vav, that there we're going to see that Rabbi Shua's, that the following, the opinion of Yeshua, because the Mishnah says, the Isha Shomer Arayalei Kan, a woman that accepted upon himself to bring a pair of birds, Eilat Zachar. She agreed to bring a pair of birds, nothing to do with what we said before, that she's obligated to bring two birds. She took upon herself to bring two birds, obviously, as we said before, that both could be Eilat Nedava. So the loch is, Yolda Zachar, and now she, Baruch Hashem, does have a baby boy. So maybe she can him. She has to bring two pairs of birds, four birds altogether. Achas l'nidra, one pair is being brought to fulfill the neder that she made, that if she, Baruch Hashem, has a baby boy, she has to bring a pair of birds, both being oilus oif. And one pair is l'chavasa, the pair that the Torah dictates should be brought when a woman has a baby. A baby, she has to bring one chatz, one oilum. Nosan l'kayin. So now if she gives these four birds to the kayin, what should the kayin do? And again, we'll have to explain that we're speaking about a situation where it wasn't designated which is the chatas and which is the oilam. So the kayin knows that he has here four birds, three are oilus and one is chatas. And he'll do the designation at the time that he offers them. And at that point, a kayin tzarch la'asas shlalu shlamala v'achas lamata. And then everything will be great. But says the Mishnah, lo yasa kayin, the kayin didn't do that. He took two birds on the upper half and two birds on the bottom half. And furthermore, if he didn't ask what was what, so the halacha is, we have to be concerned. We know that there's a problem here. Because three birds were supposed to be done on top and one was supposed to be done on the bottom. He did two on the bottom. So the one that was done on the bottom has to be replaced. And therefore, Tzrich Shtavi Oipre the Achas, to replace that bird that wasn't done properly. But the Kriyna La'amala, and it should be brought on top, Mimen Echad. There's a new halach which becomes very important. When somebody brings up birds, so first of all, the only birds that the Torah allows to be brought are Tyron and B'nai Yoyna. Tyron are doves, B'nai Yoyna are pigeons. You can't bring any other type of bird. Moreover, you have to bring the two birds have to be the same type. You can bring two pigeons, you can bring two doves. But you can't bring a dove and a pigeon. So here, we're going to explain that they're all the same. They're all either doves and pigeons. So you only have to replace the one bird that was brought on bottom. However, if the two pairs, in this case, were from two different types, one pair was doves, one pair was pigeons, and we don't know what was what. Tavish time, she has to, and then he brought two on top and two on bottom. So you have to bring one more bird, one more dove, and one more pigeon. Because the Mishnah in Kinim teaches us, as we just said, you have to have a pair of the same type of bird. Now, since he has two different pairs from two different types, she has two different pairs from two different types of birds. So the one that was brought on top and the one was brought on bottom is fantastic. The next, that let's say that was the Kan Chayva. The Kan Chayva, one is a Oiler, one is a Chattis. One was brought on top, good. One was brought on bottom, fine. The second pair, which is a pure Nedava, should have been brought only on top. What did the kain do? He brought one on bottom. The one that he brought on bottom is no good and needs to be replaced. But it was a pigeon and a dove. So you have to replace both of them because we don't know which one is not good. So that's why you have to bring two new birds, a pigeon and a bird. Now we have another case. Pirsha Nidra. She didn't just take upon herself that if she'll have a bird, a baby, she'll bring a pair of birds as a nedava. She said that she's going to bring a specific type of bird. But she forgot what she said. So before we go any further, what does the halacha say for such a woman? She's going to have to bring two pairs of birds to fulfill her neder. Because she doesn't know if she has to bring a pair of doves or a pair of pigeons. So this woman really is going to have to bring three pairs of birds. One to fulfill her obligation, and two, to fulfill her nether But since she doesn't remember what her neder was, Tarna b'nei Yoina, she's going to have to bring two pairs to fulfill her neder. She only, what happened was, continues the Mishnah, she didn't do that. She only brought four birds, two pairs. And now, what happened is, she brought, as we've been learning, one of the birds improperly. She brought one of the birds on the, she brought from the pair, which is her Nadova pair, which requires that both birds be poured on top. She did one on the bottom. So, she's going to have to bring three new birds. One as an oila from what she brought on the bottom, because maybe she didn't fulfill, because that got disqualified. And now she has to bring two more birds from the other type, because we don't know what she's chayiv. And that she's going to have to bring if they were all brought from the same type of bird. Let's say these, if the two pairs that she did bring were the same type of bird, so she has to bring two more birds from the other type of bird, because that might be the one, the way to fulfill a nether, and one more bird to make up the bird that she brought wrong. That would be a total of three birds. But if the two pairs that she brought originally were not all the same birds, there were two different types of pairs. One was a pair of pigeons and one was a pair of doves. So now we have a whole new complication, because we don't know if she at all fulfilled her nether, because maybe she brought the wrong type of bird. So therefore, she's going to have to bring a new pair to make up that problem. She's going to have to bring also, because she didn't bring the right bird on the bottom, she's going to have to bring another bird to make up for that. And she has to bring two pairs of birds, one of Tairim and one of Bnei Yoina, and she should make a Tanai. If I made l'chatchila my obligation to bring Tairim, and I brought Tairim, so only one bird is disqualified, I'm replacing it. If my obligation was Bnei Yoina, and I didn't bring the right thing, so now I have to bring Tairim. And like that, she'll be able to make up for all of her mistakes.